It's time to raise the roof for our latest regular season episode. Welcome back, everyone, to this latest episode of Raise the Roof. I'm your host, Alex Murphy. With me, as always, my co-hosts, Evan Gibson and Evan Lynch. Boys, how are we doing today?
Doing pretty good, Alex. Rays 5-1 with the new unis. Kind of sad that we lost on the last day, but it's pretty good feeling. All the way back to 500 ball for the club, so it's pretty nice. Not a bad little win streak to go on there. Right when Johnny DeLuca comes. So we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But loving the team.
Yeah. I mean, on the race front, I'm doing well. I'm absolutely devastated.
We don't need to talk about the other front.
The Hurricanes is just, yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
That's brutal, man.
I'm a broken man after that. But let's talk about something else. Let's talk about the race success because we had a great week. So we should highlight that.
The Rays have had a good last two series since we last potted. The Rays officially debuted their City Connect jerseys against the New York Mets. They swept the Mets, and then the Rays took 2 out of 3 against the White Sox, all at home. The Rays will be continuing their week, their homestand this weekend against the Yankees in a 3-game set that begins tomorrow. As of this recording, we're recording on Thursday night. It's going to be starting Friday night, but really, really, really good last 6 games. They went 5-1. The Rays were, I believe, 4 games under. Now they're back at 500. With how this team has looked over the last week, they've looked really solid.
Yeah, I mean, the offense has been a totally different. It looks like a totally different team. I mean, off the bat on Friday, DeLuca and Alex Jackson's first game, immediate impact. I think we scored 10 runs on Friday. Of course, Savale had to make it a little bit interesting, but nonetheless, what I was complaining about last week was the offense, and I think a lot of Rays fans were also complaining about the offense. So it was nice to see just the bats get going this whole weekend. Saturday they weren't great, but the most important at bat of the day was great by Shenton on Saturday to get home that go ahead run. And Littell, I mean, he pitched great on Saturday too, only gave up 1 run. So. And I think that was in the first inning. So went 2 through 9. I mean, we shut him out the rest of the game. So that's always great. And then, I mean, Randy, the emergence of Randy has been very, very, I guess, hopeful for me. And I think a lot of the Rays fans, just because it seemed like he was dead. He didn't have anything going early in the season. And he hit that home run on Randy Land night last Friday. Then he hit that. I mean, the game was over on Sunday. I was like, oh, Edwin Diaz, he's unhittable. He's unbelievable. Best closer in the league. Probably by far, I'd say. And full count down to the last strike, he was able to knock it out, and they were able to finish the job. So, I mean, the Mets series was awesome, exactly what we needed, because, I mean, I think the season probably could have gone 1 of 2 ways there. If they lose the series, I mean, what that makes us 5 games under, and we sweep. So that was huge. And then you guys can – I don't want to talk for too long. But
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I went to the game on Friday. Best Rays game I've been to this season.
Were you in Randyland?
I was right next to it.
Oh.
Yeah, but still, what an epic. I mean, the ball went right over my section, but I think I was gone. All right, I know I was gone during the home run. Went right over my section, though. I should have probably stayed. I would have been on the TV because, like, you see everyone in my section during that home run. So that's a lesson learned right there. But yeah, the atmosphere has been crazy. The jerseys, they just couldn't take them off. I'm not even sure if they washed them. They shouldn't have anyway. I hope Randy didn't, because it seemed like he was doing pretty good this whole series, or these two series, Mets and White Sox. Yeah, he's hit a few. I mean, what is it? Is it 3 home runs in 5 games? Something like that. But
I think before Wednesday's game it was, yeah. So yeah. I guess 3 in the last 6.
Yeah, something like that. Great job from Randy. And then Johnny DeLuca, I mean, dude's just, Pineapple Man's just been crazy. I've been calling him Johnny. Yeah, but Pineapple Man's been crazy. I mean, his numbers are looking crazy right now. I mean, he's played the Mets and the White Sox, but come on. I mean, dude's just picked our team up in a really good way, picked up the offense. I mean, a lot of these, I mean, he walked it off one of the other days in extras, I think. Yeah, the game, Randy, the home run.
Oh yeah, DeLuca, you're talking about specifically?
Yeah, DeLuca.
Yeah,
yeah,
he hit the 2-run triple.
Yeah, he was so crucial that entire Mets series, and I mean, he just continued it in his White Sox series too. I mean, two hits the first game. What is it? Another two hits the second game. I mean, dude's just he came, he saw, he conquered, dude. He's been ready for this moment, so. It's looking promising from the young fellow. So, I mean, I made a tweet about it, about this. It got actually pretty popular. Got like 200 something likes about the, I said Chris Archer trade. Everyone corrected me. It was like, oh, it's the Demon Young trade. It's like, whatever.
It's all in the same trade.
Who I know, but like, who did we really fleece in that trade? I like to put the blame squarely on the Pirates because, you know, having Chris Archer trade and then getting him back years later, and that was also funny. Even though we didn't even use him at that point, it was funny to bring him back.
I honestly totally forgot that he came back.
Yeah, because
I think he only pitched like a couple times.
Yeah, so I just totally like shitting on the that. Pirates. So I'll call it the Chris Archer trade. I mean, so
it's Tyler Glasnow, it's the Chris Archer trade for people who didn't. It's I feel like that trade has like different generational ties.
Yeah, exactly. There's a website,
wise, but
there's a fucking website that you can go to, and that's also great. But
yeah, like for people a little bit older than us, it's the Domi Young trade tree.
Yeah,
for us, it's more the Chris Archer trade tree.
Well, yeah,
basically, I mean, it's all in the same line. It's all in the
yeah.
Same.
Basically, I said every time the Rays are down and out, this trade always saves our franchise. So it has once again worked. It's already produced guys like. Right now, like Isak Paredes, not so many other guys. Pepio is now their trade in the last down deal. So yeah, it's just the gift that keeps on giving. So great job for Johnny DeLuca there. He's a great guy.
Speaking of Pepio, since you brought him up, unfortunately, he did get nailed with a line drive. I think it was the final game of the Mets series, right on Sunday. He got nailed with a line drive from Marte. Ended up having to get taken out of the game. X-rays were negative, but he got put on the IL, which has now brought Taj Bradley up from AAA. He had two really good starts with the Bulls. He'll be starting, I believe, Friday, right? He'll be starting tomorrow against the Yankees. So,
that's a nice day to put him in.
Yeah, I question how hurt he is. I mean, he might be more hurt than we think. It might just be they just want to give him, you know, just the benefit of the doubt to make sure that he's not actually hurt that badly.
Yeah.
But the fact that the X-rays came back negative is a good thing for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, you see, I think Contreras just got injured because he got hit by the batter.
Yeah. The whole catcher
interference
and batter interference is becoming a massive issue this year.
Yeah, massive issues.
Yeah. He fractured his wrist, right?
He's out for months.
Tough to watch.
Yeah. And I mean, that's something they told him to do, like go closer because we got to throw the guy out in second because the time to release is not good enough. So just a lot of things going on in baseball right now that are changing a lot of things. But
yeah,
I mean, yeah, injuries, a problem for sure. It was good that nothing happened. I mean, when 100 mile per hour off the bat balls are coming at you, it's a painful thing. So still not good. Hopefully he's back soon, but I'm glad that we get to see Taj a little, even though I really want Pepio back really fast because he's been the best starter so far this year, I believe. And he's really proven himself pretty good. So I want Pepio back, but let's get Bradley in there, see how he's doing. Because his last two starts have been pretty good at in Durham, just like Alex said. So be nice
to
see.
Yeah, I mean, to answer your question, Alex, I would say it's more so on the precautionary measure just because, like, I mean, you know what the Rays, they love saving their young guys.
And also probably to let Taj get a start.
Right.
I feel like that's part of it too.
Right. Just you have Taj coming back. I mean, Boz, I think, is close-ish to returning as well. I mean, he has had a couple of rehab starts in Durham. So I personally, just with the whole x-ray, the x-rays being negative, I mean, obviously it swells up a lot the day after, but it seemed like when he was in the game after he got hit, it seemed like he didn't need to get taken out. But Cash does have a quick, I mean, it was his plant leg, so it's it, like, I guess it's tough for us to gauge from the third person, but it didn't seem like he was in that much pain is what I'm trying to say, I guess. So
yeah,
I'm assuming maybe it just swelled up a ton the next day. Just, it seems like it was just a really, really bad bone bruise. So hopefully it's just precautionary measure, saving him some innings, with Taj coming back. And I mean, it's retroactive to Sunday, I believe. So it's only like, 10 more days, which is, I guess, including tomorrow, with two or three starts. So it shouldn't be that long. I don't think it's going to be that serious, but who knows? I guess I the only thing I'm basing that off is his reaction and that the x-rays are negative. But yeah, hopefully it's not too serious.
Yeah. We'll have to see. I mean, as of right now, it doesn't look like it's that bad, but again, we'll have to see on it. One thing I did want to talk about, because we've talked about a lot of the positives. We talked about Randy getting back on track. I wouldn't say for the most part, but he's definitely been getting a lot better swings on the ball. He's, you know, been connecting, the home runs really helped, but he's also had some really good plate appearances in terms of drawing walks and getting on base. So that's been great to see. DeLuca's been really, really solid since he's come up, which has been fantastic to watch. And a number of guys have had some good contributions. And even those who were, like, I know Siri got, now I am curious, because he didn't play for, I believe, two straight games. So was that just the suspension? Because they never said that.
He served it last week,
I think. Oh, he served it last week? Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure he served it last Friday and Wednesday, I believe. I believe the last game against the Brewers, I don't think he played. And then last Friday, he didn't play.
Oh, I thought that he had, I thought he had appealed it. But if it was already done, then I think crazy. I thought that.
I could be wrong on that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought that maybe there was a chance that that was when he was serving his suspension. But regardless, he was still showing a lot of energy in the dugout. There were a lot of guys that were showing a lot of energy. He was high energy through the last six games, which has been fantastic to see, that the Rays just look like they're a more put together team. Right.
That's what I was saying that the last podcast or two podcasts ago. I was like, just show me some emotion, like, from mostly Randy, because I mean, at the time it was just nothing. There was nothing going on. It didn't look like anybody wanted to be there. And like you said, I'm just glad that they're finally, it seems like they're actually having fun, and win or lose, but just show me that you care. Because if you don't show me that you care, then I won't care. Well, unfortunately, I will care, because that's just how I am. I always care about that. But yeah, it's tough to have a good team, I guess, if they're not passionate either. So
yeah,
now sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're fine. Now on the flip side of things, I don't know what the hell has been going on with Aaron Civale over these last couple starts that he's pitched. I said it as a joke. I believe it to be true. He is the only person that cannot pull off that City Connect jersey. Like, I'm not saying that as a rude thing. It's just, he just, whatever vibes he's exuding do not condone themselves to be able to wear that. He's just not pitching well right now. I don't know what happened between the first two starts of the year where he looked really good to now.
And I don't know what it is with the freaking fifth inning. It's like, I mean, it's always the fifth inning. Something, what is that? The start of the third time around? Yeah. It's clockwork. It's almost like he's doing it on purpose. He's like, okay, first four innings were decent. Let's time to throw this one in, and just, it's the fifth inning, and it's just every single time. But I think it's also just him pitching. Your point about him not looking good in the City Connects, I think it's also just him not playing well either. I think it's just like, and the way he pitches too, it's not sexy. It's just very, very technical and very, very boring. And I mean, he's good for some of it, but he just has that one inning blow up where it's terrible. I mean, it's kind of like Taj was last year. Taj would have, I mean, Taj is different because he's much younger and he's still learning how to play in the bigs, but I don't know. Savali, he's very, very frustrating to watch on that mound.
Yeah, I mean, right. Is that all it is? Like, I mean, I'm curious for you guys. Like, what do you think is the issue? Because
third time around is my, I'd say, I guess.
I don't know, but I'm with you on him being the least swaggiest in the uniform. Like,
it's brutal.
Could you imagine if Luke Riley was still on the team, and he would be maybe even less?
Yeah,
swaggy.
That's true. I mean, Brandon Lau is not here right now.
I feel like B. Lau would be able to pull.
Oh my
I don't
god,
know how well, but probably. I mean, he wouldn't be one of the swaggiest guys, but you know, he'd wear the
he'd
wear the
socks.
High pants. He'd have on the socks. I think
he'd have the socks on. Yeah, he'd be pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know what it is. He doesn't throw hard. He hasn't thrown hard in.
Yeah, mass is not equaling gas. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't really throw the ball that hard. And when he's gotten hit, he's just missed locations in the worst possible area, and then guys have just teed up on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I understand.
It's
what I was going to say. I understand now with all the velocity stuff. I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of like, oh, you should try to throw as hard as physically possible because that's the only reason that you're going to get recruited, which I think is just that whole thing is another argument in itself. But I mean, genuinely, I think guys are getting used to facing higher velo. So someone like Savali is not going to be as effective if he can't locate his breaking pitches because he just doesn't throw the ball hard enough.
I mean, it's different styles of pitching, but you saying like the pitches he misses are really, really bad misses. It's exactly like Chirinos last year, like when he came back. And I mean, he has good stuff, but the misses are, I mean, it's right down the middle. Like,
yeah, big
and
misses.
It's like that's not acceptable. You can't do that in the big leagues because obviously they're big league hitters. They're gonna make you pay for it. And I'm just agreeing with you there, Alex, because they are. He does. He leaves it. If he leaves that breaking ball up, it is staying up, and it's right down the middle every time.
It's bad. It's just bad. Like, I don't know what needs to be done right now. I feel like he just needs to get himself whatever frame of mind that he needs to get himself in order to be successful and effective. He needs to be able to find that sooner rather than later, because this is just
not
fun to watch at all. None of it is
some people are talking about it. There's like a little bit of a upcoming roster issue, but that's like upcoming on the season, just like how things are going to go with the roster. I don't know, man. You gotta start, pitching a little better. I mean, the ERA is so high, so everything's really high, and it's all in that fifth inning. You're right. I mean, it's that third time around the order that they can really get to him, and I mean, he just loses his effectiveness, and it's not good. So yeah,
it's not.
Yeah, roster crunch coming up soon.
Talking about the roster, I did want to, before we move forward to the Yankees series, I did want to talk about Siri. Because, I mean, I do admire him. I mean, has been really, really, really bad this year so far, both at the plate and in the field. I mean, I admire the hell out of him as a teammate. Just doesn't seem like it affects him too much personally, which there's a point to that. I wish he would be a little bit upset, but I'm glad that he's still like being there for his teammates. But at the same time, what is the deal with him? I mean, he had two terrible misplays against the Mets, one in the first inning, then the second one almost cost us the game. He's lucky that Randy hit that home run, because if we lose that game, it's 100% because of Siri's. I mean, that was terrible. It was unacceptable. That had to be made. Like, is there a chance that do you think we might move on from him, considering DeLuca? I mean, I think we let DeLuca a little bit more time, but considering how good DeLuca's been.
I don't know, but I know for sure that whatever stuff that he was getting away with last year and whatever stuff that he was getting away with when DeLuca wasn't playing this season, he won't be able to get away with that anymore, because those sort of careless mistakes are going to get you pulled immediately. And if there's a guy that's behind you that A, has looked significantly better offensively, and B, can do, I mean, obviously he's not as fast, but he can do a lot of the things that you can do defensively, you're not, your days are going to be numbered on the field.
Yeah, and the Rays are going to make that decision 100% of the time. There they are. They're not going to hold back on that.
Yeah. I wish he had options left. I feel like him going down to Durham would help him a lot, but unfortunately, he doesn't have any options. I mean, who knows? Would, if they just DFA'd him, would anybody even pick him up? I wonder.
I think maybe, but
nah, it wouldn't be worth it for them to DFA him.
No,
nah,
I
if
mean,
they're gonna get rid of him, they're going to get something for him, whatever that thing for him is. I don't know, but they definitely are not just gonna get rid of him just to get rid of him.
I think people would. I mean, at this moment, if he continues this, I don't think anybody would want to trade for. I mean, what does he bring to the team? I mean, he's fast, but the speed doesn't matter if you don't do any, if you don't get on base with it, or if you don't catch balls in the outfield. Like, I don't know what he's really worth if he keeps this up.
No, I know, I know.
But no, it stinks that he can't go down to Durham, because I think getting, I don't know, just kind of having a restart would benefit him. But whatever.
Hey, it's something that I think that the Rays are going to try to figure out over the course of the season now, because they have a guy in DeLuca who can confidently and consistently play center field. So I think that there's now, you know, a legitimate position battle going on.
Yeah, I mean, so. with Lowell coming back at the same time, yeah, I mean, there's odd men out for sure. So, I mean, I'm wearing a Jose Siri shirt right now, so I hope he can bounce back. I just, you know, he had that kidney stone problem. I don't want to give him too many excuses for that, but that's just awful. That's just
yeah,
the worst thing to happen during a baseball season. I mean,
so hopefully he
I hope he can come back from that real good. So
yeah, I completely agree. We will be getting into the Yankees series, because that is coming up. The Rays already played the Yankees once this season in the Bronx. They lost 2 out of 3. It was a very winnable series, but the Rays just weren't playing that well as a team then. Hopefully things are a little bit different now. But, you know, Gibby already talked about B-Lau. B-Lau is down in Durham for a rehab assignment. Also, Fairbanks is down there. He just had an outing today. Gave up some hard hit balls, but was able to get scoreless inning, only throwing 10 pitches. So that was good to see. As we mentioned before, Taj Bradley has been activated off the IL. He is going to be starting Friday. Had a really, really good outing, a couple good outings in Durham. So good to see that. Hopefully he's kind of got himself. Hopefully he's in the right mentality this season and everything's going well with that. And we already talked about it with the City Connects, but the Rays just kind of kept wearing them longer than they were supposed to, because of the fact that they just kept winning. Unfortunately, the luck ran out, but that was cool to see. People were calling it a Linsanity run. I wouldn't call it that. It was just good things were happening at the right time. And hopefully that's the sort of thing the Rays need moving forward. If it took the introduction of a new jersey, it took the introduction of a new jersey to get to work.
Yeah, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, I love how they just continued the train of wearing the jerseys, just because it kind of seemed like they were one of us. It was like, just keep the rally caps or the superstitions that we all, as fans, all have. So it was kind of cool seeing them kind of come down to earth and act like just a normal person and normal fans for a change.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad they just let it play out, just like you said. I mean, that's a great choice by them. And then so disappointed we lost the last game.
Yeah.
Because, god dang it, Savali, like, come on. I mean, it was also no hitting, no run support to help him, but come on.
Yeah. Isaac just hit another home run.
We couldn't catch a break either in that last game. Like, the hard hit by Rosario at the end of the fourth, I think, turned into the double play.
Yeah.
I mean, that was unlucky. The Josh Lowe, it could have been a bloop single. Probably bad base running by Isak, but it was a great play by the right fielder for the White Sox. So just another kind of unfortunate play. Then they kind of had some weak contact that got through and they just found holes. And just one of those games. It was frustrating to lose that. But
sadly, I would have just liked to preserve the streak on the uniforms, you know, just to be undefeated on them still.
And going to the
Would they have kept going to the New York series?
Yeah, you got them.
I think so. Yeah, it's gonna be hard watching them with the normal blues out there. You know, I feel like this.
I mean, tomorrow should be double Rays.
Oh, actually,
right?
Yeah, tomorrow is double Rays, so that'll be nice to see. I love the double Rays, unis. But going back to the whites is gonna be a little rough, and like the blues,
The Blues are.
I hate the Starburst blue.
The Blues are the worst jerseys ever.
Yeah, I don't know
actually
what we're doing with that.
They're better than the gray jerseys, but we need the blue jerseys with just the rays across the chest again. Those jerseys were our best jerseys.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was the Columbia blue with the rays. Yeah,
it was so pretty. And this Starburst is. I've never liked the Ray logo. Like the Ray of Light logo. I think it's fine, but I just like the other stuff better.
Yeah,
personally.
So Xavier Isaac has 2 home runs tonight, and apparently his second home run has an unofficial distance of 470 feet.
Jeez.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
He teed off on this. Oh my God. That's. Oh
that
my.
Guy's a menace.
He is. I know he's been having, from what I heard, he's been having some struggles recently, but. Yeah, 2 homer game hitting 1.470 kind of helps the vibes out a little bit. Holy shit. Oh my God, that was obliterated. Well, good for him. Before we get into the Yankee series, another thing that I wanted to mention, because pretty big baseball news in general. I'm sure you guys saw the news about Paul Skenes getting called up.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I saw that.
Yeah, Skenes, I'm pretty sure, is a top pitching prospect in baseball, is a top 5, top 3 prospect, number 1 prospect for the Pirates. National champion with LSU, one of the best pitchers in college baseball last year. I mean, the list goes on and on. He's going to be making his major league debut Saturday against the Cubs. Skenes is going to be making his debut.
Now, how many innings is he going to go? They've only been letting him go like 3-4 innings.
I think he went like 6 in his last start.
Oh, he did? So. Okay.
I mean, that was like 1 start. He hasn't really been going that many innings. So hopefully he can actually go a couple innings. He can go 5-6.
Yeah, I mean, guide those guess.
That's kind of crazy, though, if you think about it. He pitched in the minors for less than a year. He pitched in the minors for 3 months in totality. And he got drafted in July.
Yeah, he's crazy.
He was last year's draft class. That is insane.
Yeah, he got drafted in July, played. Because they probably started minor league stuff in August at the earliest.
What is he like? 20? He's 22? 22,
21, 22, somewhere around there.
22.
Here,
confirm
that. Yeah, no, he's 21. He's 21. But yeah, so got drafted mid July, probably really started doing stuff in August, played through August, played into September, but probably about half of September. Then off season, spring training, April, and now. So like 3 months in the minors, essentially.
Yeah, that's crazy. That might be like some sort of record, I feel like.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, there's been guys that have been
but nice. It's pretty wild that it's been that quick. I understand it's over 2 seasons, but if you actually take a closer look at it, that's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Hi everyone, Alex here with a quick word from our sponsor, SeatGeek. SeatGeek is your one-stop shop for tickets for everything from live theater and concerts to sporting events like Rays games. SeatGeek uses a color-coded scale to show you where the best deals are, with green being good and red being bad. If you haven't used SeatGeek before, we have a special deal just for you. Use code RAISETHEROOF, that's RAISE spelled R-A-Y-S, at checkout for $20 off your first purchase with SeatGeek. Again, that's code RAISETHEROOF for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Thanks so much to SeatGeek for sponsoring us, and let's get back to this latest episode of Raise the Roof. So we talked about the last week of Rays baseball. We talked about the City Connect Mojo. We've talked about a couple of guys on rehab assignments. We've talked about some guys that have gotten called up. Now it's time to talk about the Yankee series. Oh, wait.
I was just going to talk. It's one quick final thing about the guys in rehab. Is there any way that Lau and Pete are going to be reactivated this weekend?
Or I don't know.
Did anybody say anything about that? Did I miss?
I don't know.
Okay.
I know that Lau wasn't in the lineup tonight, but I feel like that was more of maybe just giving him a day off or something like that. But I feel like only one rehab game would not suffice, especially if he hasn't played for a couple of weeks. Like, you want to get him at least a couple games to kind of get back on things.
I didn't know he was in the lineup tonight. I thought maybe sometime next week I'd bet on.
Yeah, that's what I would assume.
Sorry, continue.
No, you're good. That's what I would assume. I don't know for sure, but I would definitely just assume that based on, and I mean, Pete's only made one outing. He pitched tonight and that's been it so far. So I feel like even that, having one outing, is just not going to be enough. Like, you want to get a couple more things under your belt to kind of just get the vibes going again.
Yeah, I agree.
So, yeah, I wouldn't expect to see them this weekend at all. I would expect them to kind of stay the weekend in Durham, do what they need to do, and then come back next week.
Who do we got pitching this week? It's Taj starting off.
Yeah, so
I got the matchups in front of me if you want me to.
Yes, Rays Yankees pitching matchups for the weekend.
Tomorrow night, so Friday tomorrow night, recording this Thursday night, 6:50, Clark Schmidt versus Taj Bradley, like we said, his season debut. Looking forward to seeing that. And then Saturday at 4:10, it's Nestor Cortez versus Zach Littell. And then on Sunday at 1:40, it's Lewis Gill or Jill.
Lewis Gill.
Probably shouldn't know how to say that. That's my fault. Versus undecided for the Rays. So
who would that?
Guess
Armstrong?
I guess would it be.
Would that be the Alexander day?
Alexander or... Yeah, it would be Alexander because he was Monday against the White Sox. So I guess it's not sure why that's not confirmed.
Yeah, and they already ran through Eflin, right? Eflin pitched what?
He pitched Tuesday.
Yeah.
So it should be Alexander. If assuming the rotation stays, I'm not sure why that is undecided.
Yeah, not the strongest of pitching matchups for either lame. Side.
I mean,
honest.
Both rotations are fragile right now. And I mean, obviously we don't have to face Cole, so but yeah, not great. I mean, Taj is a fun matchup just because we're all excited to see what he's got coming off the IL. So
yeah, not necessarily. I mean, in general, just not necessarily the strongest of pitching matchups, but that doesn't mean anything. So I think that the Rays could definitely, you know,
do some damage.
Yeah, I was gonna say the Rays could definitely do some damage. I understand the Yankees are playing well this year, but
yeah, they're winning a lot, but they're not playing their best baseball, which is kind of concerning because I mean they don't look like unbeatable, like their record kind of more or less indicates, but not really unbeatable, but up there in the rankings. But yeah, I mean the Yankees, we gotta get some distance down on them. So winning a series against them after losing the series kind of barely in the series at Yankee Stadium, just because our team was so cold in certain situations when they should have gotten guys home, it was just not conducive, not a good environment at the time for the team. But the team's in much better spirits after the uniform luck and everything, so it'll be nice to see what they can do against, I mean, what, how much the team has improved and getting the Yankees at home, even though, you know, lots of Yankees fans like to come out to these Rays games. So, you know how it always is, but
yeah. And the, will be said, the Rays are wearing their City Connects on Saturday because the Rays are wearing them on Saturdays for the rest of the year. So
yeah,
I know that, you know,
more City Connect luck on the way.
Yeah. I was going to say it'll be a one game respite of the City Connects before they wear them again.
And
Devil
one
Rays
game
rest.
Is with the Devil Rays. So.
Yeah, so elite uniform lineup.
Yeah,
not mentioning Sunday.
Yeah, I guess going into the preview though, I mean, yeah, it is favorable. I mean, you gotta like the series in like the, I'm not trying to discredit what the Yankees have done. The Yankees have been phenomenal. I mean, it's Soto's been incredible. It's scary how good they are considering Judge has not been good.
Yeah,
I think he's still batting like near the 200 mark. So the fact that he's struggling and the Yankees are still really, really, really good scares the hell out of me. Like I said on an earlier podcast, though, I don't hate this Yankees team. I know a lot of people probably don't like that statement, but I don't care.
I mean, it's just because Cole's injured.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that's 90% right now, 90% of the hate from like of a player that we recognize who we actually hate on the Yankees, who's still on the Yankees, is Gerrit Cole. And the fact that he's injured, I think it's just proves that.
But yeah, I mean, but what I was, I guess, going to say is the series in in at Yankee Stadium that we played in last month, they didn't impress me that much. I mean, one of the games
we
absolutely handed them. I think the stat was in the Friday game. We had 9 or 10 more hits, and we gave up 0 earned runs. And I wish I had the answer to how many times that's ever happened in Major League history. The fact that we had 9 or 10 more hits and gave up 0 earned runs. How many times you lose that game has to be, I mean, extremely low. The fact that we lost that, I mean, I don't know how that's even possible to lose that game. I think we gave
that's up a testament to Davinsky right there, dude.
Crazy. Well, and Meade had a terrible error too. The defense was just terrible.
Yeah.
We forgot to mention Meade got sent back down to Durham.
Yeah.
Just like completely disregarded that as a result of DeLuca and who was it? Manuel Rodriguez or Edwin Uceda? No.
Uceda got pulled up.
Well, I was gonna say he didn't get called up with Lowe at the same time, right? Or because Lowe got called up before, no? Or Lowe got called up after.
Yeah. He got called up after, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they didn't get called up at the same time, but Meade did get sent back down to Triple A
So we lost that game on Friday. Saturday was one of those just pitcher's duel games we were able to pull out on top. And then Sunday was the game that Savale was let in too long. Cash probably deserves the slack for that loss. And he just unraveled and we lose that game because he couldn't get the final out, I think, in the fifth inning once again. It's a winnable, they're a beatable team. They're, especially considering our lineup looks a lot different now than it did then. And it will continue to look more different throughout the next couple of weeks, I believe. I'm confident. I'm confident the way that we look coming in 5 out of 6. Obviously, Wednesday didn't go our way, but yeah, I'm excited. And like you said, Gibby, winning a series here, obviously winning a series all the time is big, but winning this series in just division, I think they're second in the division. So playing a team that's ahead of you in the standings is always important. And please, for the love of God, can my team beat a New York team? Because I can't take too much more of this right now. It's too bad. I need the Rays to beat the Yankees. I already dealt with
shit last week with the Sixers.
I got the Canes did beat the Islanders, but the Rangers are much more annoying. I don't hate the Islanders at all. I mean, I cannot stand the Rangers. So I need some success from one of my teams against the New York teams.
Also, by the way, the sound of like a shotgun going off was just my phone falling. So don't get all freaked out about that, audio listeners. Did you hear a giant thud?
Kurt Cobain's here.
I didn't even hear that.
Oh, okay. No, Kurt Cobain, what the hell was that, Gibby? I heard that. I heard you say that under your breath. Sir! That happened, what, 30 years ago? People still aren't over it. Come on.
Too soon.
It's too soon, man. You know, it's
anyways.
Anywho, Rays, Yankees, baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be a good series. That's all I can say. Should be.
It should
Palacio,
be.
Palacios goes off again. I'd like to see that.
He did play well in that series.
Yeah, he did.
And then he went to the Knicks game, and that pissed me off. I don't care if he's from the area or not.
Hey, they won the Super Bowl. They beat the Sixers.
That's right. They won the finals. They beat the team that they hate the most. God, I
love the way that team celebrates. God, I love them.
Do the Knicks hate the Sixers more than the Celtics? Really?
No.
There's no
way. Yeah, I would say so, because it's New York.
Boston, New York, though. Boston, New York is always.
I mean, that's true.
But I feel like that's almost like Michigan with Michigan State and Ohio State. I mean, they hate Ohio State way more. So, like, I mean,
I don't know. I saw that
Boston hates probably the Lakers, historically the Lakers the most.
Yeah, that's true. That's
but
a good point.
In the revision,
I forgot
the fucking side talk video of the kids saying, Joel Embiid, you could get these hands, bitch. I was like, I'm so done.
That's hilarious.
That was a brutal day. That was brutal.
I'm not laughing at the Sixers, but that's just a funny thing to say to anybody.
Yeah. Hey, it's okay. The Knicks had to get the Philly guys, or was quote unquote, because Nova's not in Philly, but it's enough associated with it.
They broke me. Two of those three guys ended me in 2018. So
who? Oh yeah, DiVincenzo.
I will never forgive. He scarred me. He scored.
Yeah, they beat Michigan by like 20 that game.
But they were a great team. Nobody was beating that Nova team. So that I find solace in that. So they were one of the best basketball teams I've ever seen. So
Well, hopefully.
Very, very good team.
Hopefully the Rays can win both the series against the New York teams this year and put
New York down. That would be nice.
Put New York down a peg. Put your New York down a peg. A series win against the Yankees right here would, I mean, just cap off the momentum swing that this team has taken. So,
I mean, the biggest thing about any baseball team is the objective is to beat down on the teams that you're supposed to beat down on and then play 500 baseball against the teams that you are going to be playoff teams, World Series caliber teams. So the Yankees are a playoff team, World Series caliber team. So you want to try to, I mean, preferably you'd like to win the series, but you want to try to be as competitive as possible. You want to try to, you know, take 2 out of 3 in any series. But the fact that the Rays did what they did at the start of this week, and that started this homestand to take care of two teams that probably won't be making the playoffs, one that definitely won't, and then one that I assume just won't be good enough in the NL to make the playoffs.
I don't know. The Mets are like, yeah, they're not like, I don't
well,
know.
I mean, I just see assume because there's enough quality in the NL to where even if they had a decent season, they'd probably not make the playoffs.
And the East is, I mean, the East is a good division too, so. Except for the Marlins, but
I was gonna say I could be dead wrong about that because I mean, what you have the Phillies, Braves, Cubs,
and Nats aren't terrible either.
Yeah, I mean the Nats are playing well. You have Cubs, Brewers.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about the East. My bad.
No, I was just talking about the NL in general.
I mean, yeah, you have the Dodgers. I think the Brewers are very good. The NL is very top heavy with the Braves and the Dodgers and the Phillies, but I would not be, like the Braves are, or sorry, the Brewers are a scary good team.
Yeah.
I mean,
they played well against the Rays. They played well against the Rays. But yeah, I mean, this is a series that is going to be a competitive series. The Rays, I mean, you would like a series win out of it, especially to get back to 500 against the Yankees this season. But these are the kind of series that are going to, you know, you want to try to stay 500 against the teams that are going to be the best teams in baseball. And they've already taken care of the teams that they needed to beat down this week. But as Gibby said, as you said, Evan, you know, trying to get a series win out of this, trying to play well, trying to neutralize a team that's been a good offensive team this season is what
limit them. So. Like, just I agree. And I mean, if we're kind of talking about keys to the series, I think starting pitching, especially in the first. I mean, I guess the whole series, I guess, just considering I think tomorrow starts, I'm looking at the schedule, starts a span of 13 games without an off day for this Rays team. So hopefully starting pitching can go deep into games. I'm assuming Bradley will be on some sort of inning or pitch count. I'm assuming that's just the way I feel like the Rays are, especially since he's young. Want to limit his exposure to possible more injuries. So I understand that. But, I mean, Littell and Alexander, hopefully they can go deep in their games on Saturday and Sunday, respectively, just because it's going to be a long 2 weeks if they don't for this bullpen, who I think actually should be very fresh. I feel like we were able to save some arms.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of the guys that they got, like a lot of the guys that got brought up from Durham, they used them for bulk innings.
Right. So, I mean, I feel like Adam hadn't pitched in a while. I feel like Alexander hadn't pitched. Not meaningful, but long innings in a while. And I feel like their arms, Maton, I feel like I haven't seen that guy in years. So I feel like the bullpen should be fresh and hopefully they can continue to keep those guys fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially the extra off day. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. And going into, cause I'm looking at it, you got 3 at home against the Yankees. You got
a lot of AL East games.
7 games. Yeah. I mean, this is like 13 straight games against, AL East team. So 3 at home against the Yankees, then 4 on the road against the Red Sox, 4 on the road in Toronto, and then 3 back home against the Red Sox. And then you have an off day and you have Royals and Athletics to finish off a 9-game homestand there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a series that you want to try to get off on the right note because you want to go into a road trip where you're going up north and you want to go into that with some momentum. No, but on that note, players, pick a player for the series. Gibby, starting with you, who you got?
I got, I'm going to keep rolling with DeLuca. I think I picked DeLuca last time when we were told that he would be playing. So DeLuca again. And then pitching-wise, Bradley started off Six innings, one run.
That'd
would
be
be
awesome.
Insane.
That would be incredible.
And that's what's going to happen. Maybe two, but who cares?
That would be, if he went six innings, I'd be shocked, just considering.
Be sick.
But it would be awesome.
And then multi-hit games for Johnny DeLuca, and it's going to be good. I mean, our 7-8-9 is probably the most productive in the MLB. The bottom of our lineup is absolutely loaded. They are all kind of hitting good with runners in scoring position. Rortvedt, I mean, Caballero, Ahmed Rosario, all the new guys just really willing and dealing it. And I mean, Randy waking up now, Yandy's kind of there. It's all coming together. Paredes, Ramirez, he was hot all last game. So there's so many key players, but yeah, DeLuca, multi-hit.
Yeah, I forgot to give Harold his flowers. He was incredible in that series.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
He was outstanding. But yeah, I think I'm going to probably go with Caballero just because he's kind of fallen off recently.
A little bit.
He was decent against the Brewers. Then he had a great start against the Mets. I mean, but everybody did. We scored 10 runs. So everybody had a good night that night. But he's only had one hit in his last five games. So, and I don't think he has... And he has zero walk. He has one hit in this last five games. That's all I'm going to say. So hopefully he can get going back on track. Because, I mean, he was the only thing that was keeping this offense somewhat good early this year. Him and Rosario were the two cornerstones, I guess. So hopefully he can get going again. And then I am going to pick pitching. I mean, Bradley, yeah. Bradley was a good pick just because everybody's excited to see him come back. Go, Alex, you go. I'm going to need some time.
I'm going to do Randy and Maton.
Oh, dang.
Just keep
that
it
was
simple.
Not much time, Alex.
You just got to keep it simple. Randy's got to keep doing what he's doing. Maton has looked much better.
Hey, Maton has looked much better, you know.
He has. I mean, it was really just the one outing. The one outing, he really had a bad outing, and he's just trying to work back from it.
Yeah.
But the more that he can continue to build confidence, the better he's going to be.
Yeah, I love seeing him out there.
Was that bad outing was the Angels game, right?
Whatever, I think he gave up like five runs or whatever it is.
I think it was
whatever game that was. I forget what it is at this point.
While I procrastinate, still looking for a pitcher. We also forgot to say that Pinto got sent down, which also is hilarious considering I picked him for my pick a player last Friday, and then he got sent down. So yeah, there you go.
The Rays are funny.
I don't know who's. I want to pick Bradley too, but you can't. I'll go with Kevin Kelly, I guess. He's been another one of those guys where we kind of brought him up, and he's been eating a lot of innings recently. He was decent yesterday. He was able to limit the damage. He wasn't that sharp, but he only, I think he gave up one run. But he's looked very good. I've always thought he's a very promising relief pitcher. And I was kind of surprised to see him start the season in Durham, but he is young, so. But yeah, I'll pick him to continue his success.
I like it. I like it. Before we conclude, I don't know if you guys have seen what's going on with Chandler Simpson down in the minors, because again, it's an off day. So with the minor leagues going on, it's a great time to go watch some Rays guys and catch up on some names that maybe you know or you don't know. But he's got 27 stolen bases in 24 games this year.
That's kind of crazy.
Can you repeat? Sorry, what'd you say?
27 stolen bases in 24 games.
Jeez, that's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's hitting 350, and he's got like an 800 OPS. He's not a guy who hits for power, but he's definitely a guy that gets on base.
And around the bases as well. That is insane.
Yeah, he's only gotten caught four times this year, surprisingly. So, like, ooh. For a guy that steals as much as he does, he's efficient.
Yeah. Very efficient.
Yeah, so I mean, he's on a steal plus per game basis right now, which is kind of wild. Don't know if he's going to be able to keep up with that, but this is a guy that the Rays got in the comp B round in 22. Signed him for under $1 million in terms of signing bonus, but definitely the Rays value speed there. So that's pretty dope to see.
What position is he playing?
He's a center fielder. No, he's a left fielder. He's a corner outfielder.
He's Malik Smith over again, basically.
Yeah, but he's got more speed.
Even more?
I mean, he's got stupid speed.
Malice is pretty fast.
Stupid. He stole 94 bags last year.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he's got 129 stolen bases and 147 games.
He's literally
career-wise. That's ridiculous. Pace.
That is insane.
That's like Ricky Henderson pace, literally. And not even in 162 games, he's stolen one bag less than Ricky Henderson when he stole when he broke the stolen bases record and still has it to this day. Jeez. If you add that up over a full season. And he's not even close to 162 yet. So he's stealing bags at a rate that is just unfathomable at this point, which is dope to see.
Yeah, that's a guy.
Yeah. So I think with that being said, because there's not really much else to talk about. As we mentioned, Devil Rays Uni is coming back tomorrow. City Connects on Saturday. I would assume the same Columbia Blue with the Starburst on or the Sunburst, whatever the hell it is on Sunday.
It'd probably be the home white. So wouldn't it be,
No. Sundays, they usually do the Columbia Blue.
That's true.
Yeah. Is there like anything else? I'm just trying to make sure that like we touched all the bases here and there's nothing else of note that we're missing. I mean, Shohei Ohtani hit a ball out of a freaking shotgun when he hit that homer. You know, this is a Shohei Ohtani podcast as much as there was that little snafu that happened earlier this season, but he's MVP caliber right now.
I mean, yeah, I mean, he's stupid. It's not fair how good he is. Also, the news of his interpreter, though, it was big, I thought, that the fact that he pled guilty.
Yeah, the whole thing with Ipe is...
To, what was it, bank fraud or something like
it
that?
It was a whole bunch of shit. It's a whole bunch of not good shit. And he's probably going to go into jail for quite a bit.
He will be going to jail for a long time.
Yeah, I wouldn't...
As he deserves. Blew
too close to the sun.
He did. He had won too many bets on college, on Rand Mass College Sports. Not a good look.
Yeah, this man. Is a dumb. You're betting on lacrosse. You gotta like give it up.
This might be a dumb question, but interpreters are employees of the team, right? Do the players hire them?
I think it's no, like no, a,
they're usually because like Manny's Navarro.
No, is, actually, the teams. I'm pretty sure it's like Shohei. Like it's either Shohei hired him or Shohei made the Angels hire Ipe.
Yeah,
it's like an Alex Guerrero. Guerrero type Tom Brady type shit.
He probably recommends them and then the team hires because I guess he's not.
He met him in like the Japanese baseball team or he met him on like the high on one of like the national teams and then was like, oh, I'll take this guy. To my MLB.
Yeah, but I mean, Manny is employed by the Rays and is an interpreter for the Rays and is employed.
Yeah,
because he's
it might be just different for.
Yeah, but he also does it for multiple guys. I think
he interprets for multiple situations.
It's a different situation for Shohei because I mean
he was the only Japanese player that was on.
Yeah, the yeah. So different situation.
And as I guess one of two guys.
I think he is technically team hired, but it's like he comes or I'm not coming. Like it's not like a it's almost like a force he has to be hired.
Yeah, did Yamamoto use him too?
I don't know. I mean, I would assume so, but whoever they have now has to be doing it for both guys.
I was just thinking, he had a good thing there. Why did he have to be an idiot? And
because betting gets the worst of people, unfortunately.
Oh, yes, it does.
Such is life.
As personal experience. Yeah. Not to that extent. But I'm a really, really bad gambler, but I don't lose that much money because I don't have that much money. But yeah. I guess when you could just steal from Shohei, though, you could just do whatever you want.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was betting millions of dollars.
I spend all my money on Skyray hats.
Yeah, we don't got those kind of funds. We use them on more economically savvy things like City Connect merchandise, which hopefully you guys did not go broke from.
I haven't bought any yet.
I was going to say you guys, meaning the listeners, did not go broke from all this crap. Because
I actually did because I have two jerseys now for no reason.
Okay, well, the one was provided to you. So you
that is true. That is sick.
Thank you, Rays, by the way.
Thank you, Rays.
That should just be like a weekly, whenever we pod, just if we have to mention it, we should just say thank you to the Rays.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
But I think with that being said, that's going to conclude things on this latest episode of Raise the Roof. We appreciate you guys, as always, for the amount of support that you guys have given us. If you guys don't follow us on social media, we're at Raise the Roof TB on both Twitter and /X and Instagram. So make sure to follow us there. As for these podcasts, make sure to continue to support us and follow us as you guys have been. Make sure to subscribe. Make sure to leave us a review. Make sure to share this with your friends, anyone you know who's a Rays fan or a baseball fan that would love to add a podcast into their podcast feed. Make sure to do that. We also want to shout out our sponsors, SeatGeek, raise the roof in all caps for $20 off your first purchase. In the Clutch, same code, raise the roof in all caps for 10% off any order. And our newest sponsor, 1771 Designs, code raise the roof, but only the R, the T, and the R are capitalized. Everything else is lowercase. Use that for 15% off any order, anytime with them. So with that being said, thanks so much for listening. And as always, raise up.
Raise up, baby.
Raise up, baby.